This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Uncle Sam wants all of you, and will freeze the rest. As the United States attempts to adapt the military to a state of permanent war, the decision was obviously made by the top brass and the Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, that the new armed forces needed everyone on board with this. No excuses accepted. The all-volunteer army in a state of permanent war obviously requires some concessions for recruitment, and that's where it starts to get very interesting and somewhat bizarre. If the generals and admirals had to accommodate themselves to gay and lesbian recruits, that was one thing. And now, if the old-school brass had to accept the fact that women, if and when willing and able, are to be deployed in combat roles, then who is surprised that one of the latest recommendations from the generals is that all women should register for the draft, just as 18-year-old men are required to do. Take that, sisters. Uncle Sam wants you too. Secretary Carter bumped up all of the military family leave to 12 weeks recently to send the message to the troops that the new armed forces are oh so family friendly. Some branches of the service even go past 12 weeks to 18 weeks and counting. Now the secretary has indicated they're going forward with a pilot program over the next 2 years before opening it up to everyone. In this program, the U.S. is willing to freeze your sperm and eggs and put them on the shelf for you in case you need them later. How about that? Overnight, the U.S. government will, without a doubt, fund the largest deep freeze operation in the world. What a deal. I find myself stumbling over what a recruitment officer's rap will be to new recruits, though. Uncle Sam wants all of you, but will save some leftovers for later. How do they keep positive when they're explaining to a young man or woman thinking about signing up that, oh yeah, we end up with a lot more folks surviving debilitating injuries and living with permanent disabilities because of the miracles of modern medicine. But hey, here's the good news. Nothing may work again, but you'll still be able to have children, and as soon as you get your stuff unthawed, everything will be good. Sign up here. Admittedly, it's a more honest approach than telling recruits that they'll get career training for non-existent jobs later or a chance to see the world if they're interested in deserts and mountain ranges they never imagined. But the way I always heard the rap, it played on the fact that we were all young and thought we were bulletproof, despite all evidence from the body counts to the contrary. This freezing your junk option pretty much forces everyone to come to grips with the odds that they could lose their reproduction and sex organs. Is the world so different now that an 18 or 21-year-old is willing to take the deal and be satisfied with social media and a refrigerated future rather than sex and the old do-it-yourself program? Admittedly, this is a pilot program, so we'll see. But listening to the old men and women debate about this expenditure in the various Congressional Defense and Armed Forces committees is going to make C-SPAN more popular than the Comedy Channel for a while, despite the tragedy inherent in every part of the discussion. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.